Well, let's hope the speckled trout are listening to that song and they are interested in some fresh shrimp this morning. Let's talk to Glenn Sanchez, filling in for a deer hunting Robbie Campo, who will be returning with his trophy next week. But until then, Glenn's got the handle on what's going on in St. Bernard. Good morning, Glenn. Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Good New Year to you. Man, fishing's been off the chain. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's been one of the best seasons in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I had grandkids with me Sunday, and we didn't leave till like 2 o'clock in the evening. We caught 25. I did 9 miles round trip. That was awesome. Then we went Monday. We couldn't put another fish in the box, and everybody I'm talking to is catching fish. So it's a wonderful time of the year, and they better hurry up and get them before this cold weather comes.
Yeah, it's going to be coming, and maybe you'll be limited to fishing. You know, we get that effect in Bayou Lutra because it's a little deeper water, and the redfish will stack up in there, you know. And we haven't had that for a while, so that might be something to look forward to with those icy, frigid temperatures coming.
But, yeah, no, if you're going to go fishing, this is the week to do it before this cold front. Because once that water temperature drops below 50, the trout really shut off. You know, I mean, you can go out there and catch reds and sheephead, but if you're looking for trout, you better get out there this week, the next couple of days.
Given the conditions you're looking at this morning, Glenn, where would be some suggestions for people to give it a shot? I know there's a lot of options out there right now.
There's so many options. I tell people, the best thing is fish where you know where you've caught fish before and fish around that set, because there's fish on the other side of the ship channel, on the north side, there's fish on the south side, there's fish in the channel, there's fish behind the dam, there's fish up the channel. You just need to go out there and try a few things, and when I say try and figure them out, I went New Year's Day by myself, and of course I didn't have any bait, and I was throwing plastic under a cork, I threw mirror lures, I didn't get a bite. Finally, I went to green beetles on the bottom, caught 15. But you had to move it very, very slow. You're getting into that pattern where it's getting cold, water's getting cold. They want it slow. They don't want it fast.
Yeah, when you say slow, it's almost just dead stop and twitch it every now and then. And, boy, that bite
That's
is so,
exactly
so slight.
That's exactly what it was. When I say just laying it on the bottom, I was using double green matrix, laying it on the bottom, and they would just pick it up.
Yeah, that's a common mistake a lot of people make in cold weather is just fishing too fast. You just got to really slow it down to nothing.
Slow it down. And when I say I was moving it an inch, 2 inches at a time, just barely moving it. And all of you just feel that little tick. And that's when you got to set the hook. And you better not have a glass rod when they're doing that. You better have a graphite rod because you're sure not going to feel that little tick, you know?
Yeah, and it helps to downsize a little bit on your line, too. You know, use that real
line. Yeah, well, I'm a Power Pro kind of guy myself.
I know you are.
I use 30 on everything.
I know you do. Yeah. I know you do. And you're good at it. You know, you're really good at it. You've been doing it a long time. Glenn, as far as somebody wanting to catch some fish other than trout, redfish, sheep's head, drum, same patterns?
Well, just get into a little bit deeper canal, 7-8 feet of water, find a turn, fish on the bottom with dead shrimp, bam. If they're not in that turn, move to the next turn. They're going to be in one of those turns.
I got a photograph from an old friend of mine with a nice mess of ducks that he claimed he got near Shell Beach, going out of Shell Beach. Has the Biloxi Marsh picked up on the duck hunting? From some of the other people I heard, it was a little slow.
I think the second split's been a little bit better. I'm seeing a few more ducks in the marsh, not like I did years and years ago, but, I mean, it's more than normal. And Zach went out yesterday, and Zach killed a limit of teal yesterday, and he was back early. Hmm. So they still have some birds flying around. You just need to be in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah, I think that's more than anything. You know, it's feast or famine when you got days like this. And maybe still got lots to go. Now, it wraps up in the West Zone, which, you know, it's hard to imagine that Venice and St. Bernard Parish, coastal areas, are in the West Zone, but that's the way it's designed on the map. And it'll be shutting down tomorrow, and there'll be a third split. There's been some talk about whether we should have two splits or three splits, you know, give the ducks more of a rest. I don't know. I think a lot of it depends on what conditions you get at what time the splits are in and what time the season's open.
Well, I don't know how the ducks can rest anyway with these boat fishermen at night. That's one of the reasons I think they don't have many ducks down here, because they run around all night. Every night they run around out here. I mean, that spooks everything.
Yeah, and it's fine to do that, but, you know, when you got duck season in, you know, they should make an exemption and you know, hold it off until it's only about 60 days for the duck season. And, you know, in those areas there, it's just not conducive to go. I mean, if you're running around with a boat with lights all night and engines running, there's no way those ducks are going to be there in the morning.
No, they're going to leave and they're not coming back.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We'll be looking forward to getting Robbie back in here next week, and then you can get his reports and go catch his fish, right?
Yeah. Well, I do have some bad news that, and when I say bad news, they're just about out of shrimp down here because, you know, I tell people it is January and the shrimp are getting harder to come by, and I don't think they have many left, so... Just wanted to throw that to people in case they can pick them up someplace else, pick them up.
Yeah, because once they get down there, that's the last stop. You know, on the way down, they might want to stop. Robbie always updates us and kind of keeps us abreast. So shrimp are going to be
in Tony at Bybee Avenue's got shrimp. So just want to give you a heads up so that they don't come down here and be disappointed for not having them. But, I mean, you can't be mad at the... At the marina, people in January for not having shrimp.
No, you can't get what's not there, so make sure you got some good plastic.
That's exactly right.
All right, Glenn, great talking to you as always, my friend. Look forward to seeing you and talking to you again sometime.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good one. Everybody stay safe.
Yes, indeed. Glenn Sanchez filling in for Robbie Campo down in Shell Beach.